We are going to get started here with our post-race media availabilities for today's Tales of the Turtles 400 at Chicagoland Speedway. We are now joined by our second-place finisher, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 24 Napa Brake Chevrolet. Chase, this is your second top 10 finish in two races at Chicagoland, your 15th top 10 here in 2017. Can you just take us through that race for us?
Yeah, just a much improved day from where we've been, which is nice. And, you know, obviously it would have been great to battle with Martin a little bit more. We didn't have anything for him. But from where we've been to where we ran today, it was a major step in the right direction and frankly, where we need to be and where we deserve to be. And to the potential that we can run. So it was nice to see that we can do it if all things are clicking, you know, in the right way. Cars driving good, pit stops are good, and you know, race execution was nice. It was a pretty uneventful race for the most part. And you know, I felt like typically when that happens, the better cars always kind of end up towards the front, and you know, that proved to be with Martin winning. I didn't have anything for him. Without a restart or something, but it also proved that, you know, we were, you know, second to him. I'm not sure about the 18, if he could have got back up there, but aside from those two, I feel like we could run with better by else, and that's a lot better than we've been.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Chase. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start over here with Mike.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Chase, could you have... you think you would have had anything for Martin if there had been a short run at the end, 8-10 laps or so? Could you have done more or not?
If you could get in front of him, you know, on a restart or something, sure. I think you could stay there for 8-10 laps. But I wasn't going to fall in line behind him after a restart and pass him in 8 laps without, you know, something lucky happening for me.
Additional questions for Chase? Go to Kelly in the back.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Chase, was today's performance more of just an indication of what this team has worked towards, or was it just backing up what you had done last year?
Well, last year isn't this year, you know, and a lot of things change from year to year. We haven't run as good, you know, through the summer months as we did last year. I did feel like we peaked about this time last year, but this isn't last year, so it really doesn't matter. So this is this year. We need to be better than what we've been in the past. I thought that was an improvement today. Obviously, have some work to do to get to that bunch that won the race. Aside from them, I think, you know, we were competitive to the rest of the field.
We'll go upstairs to the press box for a question.
ChrisMikeHedgeFence.com. Chase, I was curious if you were confident in the team's mile-and-a-half program, knowing how fast your car was today and mile-and-a-halves making up majority of the playoff schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's encouraging. There's also a lot of races that aren't mile-and-a-halves that matter, that are important as well. So, you know, it was nice to have pace and some good drivability today in our car here at Chicago. A lot of the rest of the mile-and-a-halves that we go to, I guess, aside from Homestead, are a little more grippy than this one. So, I'm not sure what, you know, what that'll have to do with our pace or not. So we'll see when we get there.
Any additional questions for Chase? All right, Chase, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week in New Hampshire.